This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Swarna Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebration of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the event will felicitate the service of 1 lakh BAPS volunteers from across the globe. The year-long Karyakarta Swarna Mahotsav to honour the service of the volunteers of Bochasinvasi Akshar Purushottam Swami Narayan Sanstha BAPS was inaugurated by Mahant Swami Maharaj in Surat on January 28, 2024. The Grand Golden Jubilee celebrations will conclude today at the Narendra Modi Stadium. More than 1 lakh volunteers from 30 countries across the world will participate in the event. Union Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has approved the release of 944.80 crore rupees to Tamil Nadu from the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, as relief assistance to people affected by Cyclone Fengal. The ministry said that additional financial assistance from NDRF will be approved to the Fengal-affected states after the assessment report by the Interministerial Central Team is received. The central team has been sent to Tamil Nadu and Puducherry for on-the-spot assessment of the damages caused by cyclone. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the Modi government stands shoulder to shoulder with sisters and brothers in Tamil Nadu during the challenging situation created by Cyclone Fengal. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch a 100-day intensified campaign from Panchkula in Haryana to address the challenges of tuberculosis incidence and mortality across the country. Chief Minister of Haryana Nayab Singh and Haryana's Health Minister Aarti Singh Rao will be present at the event. The initiative will be implemented across 347 districts in 33 states and union territories. It aligns with the vision of a TB Mukt Bharat laid out by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi at a 2018 Delhi NTB Summit. Since then, critical initiatives have been launched by the program to strengthen prevention, diagnostic and treatment services across the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will participate in the Doha Forum in Qatar today. This is the 22nd edition of the Doha Forum on the theme, The Innovation Imperative. Tomorrow, External Affairs Minister will travel to Bahrain, where he will co-chair the 4th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission with his counterpart, Dr. Abdulatif bin Rashid Al Zayani. This ministerial meeting will review the entire gamut of the bilateral relations and discuss avenues to further strengthen the multifaceted ties between India and Bahrain. Dr. Jaishankar will also participate in the 20th edition of the IISS Manama Dialogue in Bahrain on 8th of December. A three-day special session of Maharashtra Legislative Assembly will be held in Mumbai from today to enable newly elected MLAs to take oath and elect a speaker. The winter session of the state legislature will be held in Nagpur from December 16 to 21 December. Newly elected MLAs will be sworn in today and tomorrow. The speaker's election will be held on Monday, followed by a trust vote of the Devendra Fadnavis-led Mahayuti government. The Junior Women's Hockey Asia Cup will kick off today in Muscat, Oman, with 10 teams participating in the continental showpiece. The Junior Asia Cup is a qualifying event for the FIA Junior World Cup 2025 in Chile. Indian Junior Women's team will be led by Captain Jyoti Singh, with Sakshi Rana serving as a vice-captain. India will open their Junior Asia Cup hockey campaign against Bangladesh tomorrow. India's rising star Anmol Kharab defeated defending champion Lalindrath Chaiwan of Thailand 21-13, 22-24, 22-20 in the quarterfinals of the Guwahati Masters 2024. Kharab fought back from deficits in both the second and third games to secure the win and reach the semifinals. She will face Mansi Singh in an All India semifinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.